It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
My guest is Greene County Presiding Commissioner Bob Dixon. We're pre-recording virtually on New Year's Eve Day, so December 31st. Thank you for joining me this morning. So I contacted you about 3 weeks ago after seeing a couple of events in the county that had the potential to be super spreader events, and you responded to me immediately. And one of my concerns was, can you refresh our memories on why the county hasn't mandated a mask ordinance and why the mandate only exists in the city of Springfield?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The short story on that, Lisa, is the county cannot enact ordinances unless they're authorized by state statute. Because we are a non-charter county which can do commission court orders, unless the state statute provides that we can do ordinances for a specific purpose, such as planning and zoning, which we do, so we are limited in that regard. Even with a commission court order, we do not have the capacity as a non-charter county to issue fines. The county found a creative way to handle this. On June the 12th, we told folks they should mask in a unanimous resolution, which is still in effect. It does not have an expiration date. And not only did we address masking, we also addressed social distancing, we addressed hand washing, we addressed a number of CDC recommended guidelines, but we made a big deal out of the masking portion of that on June 12th.
How do you think the other municipalities are doing as far as masking and following social distancing? And
from my observation, it has been very effective. Now, every municipality has the ability to enact an ordinance because they are an incorporated jurisdiction, even if they are inside of a non-charter county, such as the city of Springfield has done an ordinance, and other municipalities can do an ordinance. But the municipalities other than the county seat opted to allow the resolution to stand. Anything that the commission does will stand countywide unless a jurisdiction that is incorporated enacts their own ordinance. So those other seven cities within the county have, in fact, some of them actually have our resolution posted on their website and have encouraged citizens to mask. My observation from seeing, you know, in the limited amount that I'm out and about, I've been very pleased with the level of personal responsibility that folks are taking. I did have occasion to be at an event in northern Greene County for the Historic Sites Board, where a 175-year-old church was added to the list of historic sites in Greene County. There was 100% masking compliance there, and I was very, very impressed with the level of seriousness that folks took, also the social distancing at that event. I am not out much. I try to limit my goings about during this time, but that's been my observation. And of course, I do see pretty good compliance inside the city of Springfield as well, since I live in the city. But I've been pleased. I think folks, you're always going to have the folks who are going to be the rebels, if you will. But I've been pleased with, particularly here lately, the level of compliance and the way folks are taking this seriously.
Greene County received a little over $34 million in CARES Act relief funding, and all of those funds have been distributed. You want to just talk a little bit about that process, how it went? Will you be receiving any additional money with the new relief package?
Well, we don't know that we will receive any additional funds. That is an ongoing discussion in Washington, which I've been fairly plugged into through the National Association of Counties. But we received $34.4 million. Those funds have all been distributed in the community. We met our deadline of December 31st, being today, as of this recording. The largest amount went to healthcare, which makes sense dealing with the pandemic that we're dealing with. And then I've been just thoroughly impressed with our nonprofit and community organizations, which have done a lot of outreach and everything from testing to sheltering the homeless, and they received about $5 million. It was about $8 million on health care. And then we had the remainder of funds spread out over education, small business, and tax-supported entities. But then the $3.4 million in reserves was distributed here recently, and those went by and large by about the same percentage dollar amounts. The Springfield-Greene County Health Department received the largest chunk of that. I've been thoroughly impressed with the work that they have done and professionalism with which they have conducted their operations.
Commissioner Dixon, thank you so much for joining us this morning. My guest has been Bob Dixon, Greene County Presiding Commissioner. This and other Making Democracy Work programs can be found at ksmu.org.